Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here it is. Swing, fly ball, deep center. Taylor back, feeling for the wall, leaps, and it's into the basket. Home run. Cody Bellinger makes it 11-0 Cubs. What a walloping tonight. 1-2 pitch. Cruz, soft bouncer to short. It's Swanson again. He's got it.
And he's not running.
And Cruz jogging to first on what is a no-hitter by the Cubs. 12-0. One of the most lopsided no-hitters in baseball history.
Well, Cruz just trots to first base. Combined no-hitter. First here at Wrigley. Imanaga, Pearson, and Hodge combined to no-hit the Pirates.
Was rowdy in the eighth just because you guys don't have an off day tomorrow? I'm just trying.
Yeah, come on, Noah. It's 11-0. It's 11-0. Bednar, Holderman, both three yesterday. Santana's been our best reliever. Chapman, I'm not going to pitch in that situation. Come on, you've watched enough baseball to know that. It's 11-0. Seriously. You don't have to ask. There's a better question than that. Okay. Seriously. I mean, it's 11-0.
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. Probably a little fresh.
Listen. I keep wanting to talk football. I do. I swear I do. We both do, Paul and I. We want to talk about the opener tonight. Talk about hot takes. We're watching, what is this, FS1, and their big question is tonight a must-win game for Lamar. I want to talk football. The season starts. The Steelers start.
We're going to talk.
But the Pirates keep stealing headlines here. They keep stealing headlines. You just heard it. They were no hit by two pitchers last night. It's a complete circus. They have Rowdy pitching for the third time in 10 days. A completely fair question by our friend the Noah Constrictor. Like, why did you use Rowdy again? I mean, it's not a nothing topic because it's an embarrassment. We're at Studio B, by the way, in Monroeville, the studio they built for us, Bowser Chevy here. It's an embarrassment.
Yes.
It makes a mockery of the game to have a guy throwing wiffle balls up there. Use a pitcher. How about that? And if you're going to snap, if you're Derek Shelton, why don't you snap on one of your players? How about that? You just heard John Wehner say that O'Neill Cruz didn't even run to first base. You heard Greg Brown, you know, just exasperated. This is the second time a game has ended, by the way, with O'Neill Cruz basically walking to first base. How about snap on him? How about yell at him, Paul? The Pirates keep stealing headlines, and Shelty finally snapped, and it wasn't on one of his players. It was on the Noah Constrictor.
Okay, where do we even begin with this? I'm going to try and be a little sympathetic to Derek Shelton here. From the standpoint of the frustration has to be completely mounting to a point where he's boiling over. So I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass on that. Sometimes, you know what I mean, people, you know, they get emotional and they make bad, you know, decisions under duress. But Noah's question was 100% fair. And it wasn't a gotcha question. And in fact, the way he asked it was, did you use Rowdy Tellez because you don't have an off day? Right?
Yeah.
That's especially true when you consider that just, what, 3 days ago, they were able to call up an extra pitcher. That's what makes it even more ridiculous, is that it's after September 1st, and it's not like the old days where you had, you know, 40 guys, you know, you could go all the way to 40-man roster, but you do get to add an extra pitcher to your bullpen. So I think that one of the things that's probably going on with Derek Shelton is he's getting a lot of pressure and a lot of heat from a lot of different directions. And he also knows, Joe, as you know, if this goes south and there has to be a sacrificial lamb, it's going to be him. He knows that.
If it goes south, it's practically,
well, again,
beyond Florida, way out into the ocean
it
right
is,
now.
But my point is that, you know, they could finish 14-14 or whatever in their last 28 games. And if they do that, right, if they're able to do that, then all of a sudden you look at it, and they probably would have a decision to be made at the end of the year. Now, if it goes the way, as you just said, it looks like it's going, which means they're probably going to go, you know, 8-20 or something down the stretch. Yeah. My point is, he knows if there has to be a sacrificial lamb. Now, we probably know the sacrificial lamb is going to be somebody like Andy Haynes or, you know what I mean? Maybe, I'm probably not Oscar Maron because, you know, whatever. But it'll be somebody like Andy Haynes and maybe a couple of minor league instructors. My point is, if it reaches a point where it has to get to sort of the next level, Derek Shelton knows he's the guy that's going to be on, you know, on the chopping block. It's not going to be Ben Cherington. It's not going to be Travis Williams, right? It's not going to be any of those guys at that level. It's going to be Derek Shelton that takes the fall. And you know, again, I have a lot of people that push back on me when I say that I don't know how you fire him and not fire Ben Cherington. You know what I mean?
No, I hear that, and I hear that obviously Shelty's very frustrated.
Right.
And you might very well be right. That's what Dayon reported the other day, in fact.
Right.
That what happens in September is how the Pirates will make their decision. To me, the decision needs to already have been made. I've been through 35 silly seasons of September with the Pirates. What happens in September is a mirage. It means nothing, good or bad. The season ended with that 10-game losing streak. That's when I would have made my decision on Derek Shelton, let alone what's happened since then. This is a complete circus. And the fact that Shelty finally snapped wasn't on one of his own players really stands out to me. Yeah, they were out hit last night, 17-0, by the way. He says there's a lot better questions, Noah. I would say there are. Here's some better questions for you. Why are you still playing Michael A. Taylor? Why does O'Neill Cruz jog to first base? Why is Billy McKinney here? Why does Jared Triolo still play? What about Brian De La Cruz? Can he even play baseball? And why is Alika Williams here? Those are better questions, Paul.
Yes.
And the rowdy question's a fair one.
Absolutely. Well, it had to be asked.
You get one of those a year, maybe two. When you're to the point where you're even thinking about it for the third time in 10 days, you have to also think, we're making a mockery of the game here. I'm sorry. I can't put that guy out there. If I need to use Chapman, if I need to use anybody out of respect for the game of baseball, I'm going to use a pitcher and not have the Pittsburgh Pirates across every single national station with Rowdy Tellez again on the mound. Yeah. It's a joke.
Yeah. Well, and I think the thing about, here's the thing you got to think about. So they've played 139 games.
Right.
Which means they've got 23 left, right? Is my math correct? 23 left.
Yeah,
so
I think.
Is it reasonable to suggest that they could go 12-11?
No.
You don't think they can go 12-11?
No.
Because if they can't go 12-11, guess what?
Same as last year?
Or worse. I mean, is it reasonable to think that they might be able to go 10-13? Does that seem like reasonable? 10-13?
Sort of, yeah.
I'm just saying, if they go,
reasonable.
If they go 10-13, you understand they'll have less wins than last year.
Yes,
that's my point.
To me, do you agree with me that if I was running the Pirates, that wouldn't matter at this point. The damage has been done. They could go. What do they have? 23 games.
Yeah,
they could go 16-7. I don't care. It's silly season.
Yeah.
It's September. Maybe Aliko Williams gets hot. I don't care
seven.
What.
16-7 would get them to 81-81, by the way.
Would it?
Yeah. 16-7 would get them to 81-81.
Well, then we could strike up the band and have a parade.
Yes.
I mean, to me, the damage has been done.
Now,
if they win 81 games, you're right. It might be tougher.
If I was the owner, I wouldn't even be thinking about the manager. I would be thinking about the general manager.
Yeah, I hear that.
And I probably would go get the general manager and say, bring in somebody else and say, if you want to bring your own guy in, fine. You can fire, you know, or if you think Derek's a good manager, you know, it's on you. It's your first baseball decision.
Well, what about the question last night? You say it's fair. I say it's fair. I didn't sense that Noah was trying to. That it was a gotcha question, that he was trying to back him into a corner or make fun of the situation. I'm sorry. When you have your first baseman pitching for the third time in 10 days, that needs to be broached after the game.
And it's important to note that there are two really relevant facts which make it a real question. One, they don't have an off day today, so he was simply saying, if they had an off day today, it would have been really ridiculous. But you can see, okay, well, he's trying to preserve. They got to play today, so he's trying to preserve a couple of arms so that, you know, for the weekend. So, okay, I don't agree with it, but it was at least a legitimate question there. But the other part of what makes it legitimate is you just called up an extra reliever.
Right. Hey, Paul, when we get to the point where – in a span of 10 days, Rowdy Tellez has made more pitching appearances than Paul Skeens. We've reached a bad place. Limits, what's your take on this whole thing? You know the Noah Constrictor. By the way, we're efforting the Noah Constrictor, trying to get his account of what exactly went down. Because let's be honest here, this wasn't the first time. You played the clip earlier that Shelton has been irritated with our resident Constrictor, right?
I don't know what we're going to do with Bednar right now, Noah. Probably a little fresh.
That was the seemingly the start of everything. Yeah, I'm surprised, guys. You know, that this is the approach that was taken. And really, I think the number one thing that surprises me is that, again, kind of like you guys were talking about, he's going at a reporter when it's 11-0 in the game. It's 10-0 or 11-0 when Tellez comes in. Shouldn't that be looked at as the problem, that over the last 2 weeks, a position player has pitched three times, and this is the third time in the Derek Shelton era that they have been no hit in 5 years? That's the real story. That it shouldn't be blamed on Noah.
How about this? Get on the top step of the dugout and snap on Cruz. And that's not necessarily me talking. Go back. Oh, my God. We forgot about Bob.
Yes, Bob is here.
Bob's in the studio.
Hello.
What about Bob?
Paul.
That was a great movie.
Bob, I'm sorry. I forgot you were back in the studio.
I'm enjoying the conversation.
I apologize. Of all the people to forget, it's you. the biggest star in Pittsburgh, and now I feel ashamed, but I forgot that you were in there. I had a lot
That's
of traffic coming
in today. I didn't know you guys
were
there. If I had known that, I would have driven out. I wanted to see the place.
You can blame me, Joe.
You can drive out right now, Bob. You'll be here by 10:45. No, I do apologize. It's a little bit hectic here this morning.
No problem.
How are you, Bob?
I'm good. How are you? We're back to the hodgepodge of nothingness days.
The floor is yours on all of this.
Well,
Bob,
first of
take
all,
over.
Derek Shelton's completely wrong. And the fact that he would even question that move is ridiculous. It's a legitimate thing. The fact that Rowdy Tellez may have rotator cuff surgery is a concern. It may make him unavailable to play first base or wherever else he's going to play because he's calling on the pitch too much. It's ridiculous. And, you know, again, Michael A. Taylor, I heard you guys talk about that. I have the same questions. They got rid of him. Now he's back. The fact that Cruz jogs all the time and, you know, there's a situation where both announcers call it, it's obvious to see, except if you're the manager or the GM. I'm sorry, at some point you have to make a statement. You could tolerate it for so long, and then you can't tolerate it. Quite frankly, I don't want to see him in center field. I want to see him back at shortstop. To be honest, to have a shortstop who could hit the way he hits, he needs to just get better, and they should make it their business to make him better defensively. Forget about center field. Go out and spend $100 million on a center fielder. All of it is wrong right now. So we're back to a hodgepodge of nothingness.
A hodgepodge of nothingness. And here's the thing, too, is that Shelton, with really nothing else to hang his hat on, has hung it on, we try hard. The effort is always there. Our guys don't quit. Well, Wehner was on here. Now it's almost been, a month since he said, or 3 weeks anyway, that the effort isn't always there. And we see it. We've seen Rowdy out of the box just look at a ball. We've seen Cruz do it. We've seen Cruz now twice in ninth innings jog to first, and Greg Brown sort of low-key called him out both times. Limits, let's hear John Wehner on that call last night and the game on the radio call, and then let's hear Greg Brown on the TV call. You have a no-hitter. You have a no-hitter, and on the final out, a guy basically walks to first base. I'm sorry. That's embarrassing, and I realize that happens across baseball these days. People don't run out grounders. But if you're the Pirates, and again, there's nothing else to hang your hat on, but you're going to tell everybody how hard you try and how the players are still playing, they're actually not. And it's not just him, by the way, that does this. But it's been him twice. So let's hear the last out again from what Wehner said and what Greg Brown said.
1-2 pitch. Cruz, soft bouncer to short. It's Swanson again. He's got it.
And he's not running.
And Cruz jogging to first on what is a no-hitter by the Cubs. 12-0. One of the most lopsided no-hitters in baseball history.
Well, Cruz just trots to first base. Combined no-hitter. First here at Wrigley. Imanaga, Pearson, and Hodge combined to no-hit the Pirates.
Those are people who work for the organization, basically, right? They're usually and understandably leaning toward not being critical. He should have been on the top step of that dugout, snapping on him, Bob. Not at the Noah Constrictor after the game. Take out some of that frustration on your players.
Yeah, and if it means upstaging him, and if it means embarrassing him, then good. It has to be done at some point. It just continues to happen way too often. You know, all you ask is a guy to run. It doesn't matter what the score is. That's not what the issue is. It's about just saying, I'm not going to even try. And when you start having that and allowing it, then you have real problems on your hands. There's no excuse for that at all.
I think the biggest thing there is two guys that work for the organization. And you know what's kind of interesting is, we've had a few of these things the last month or so where the announcers have sort of – what did Greg Brown say the other day? He said something the other day that was pretty inflammatory in terms of, like, at the end of a game. Remember?
It was the same thing.
Yeah.
It was Cruz, and yeah. he said they're trotting to first base.
Yeah, something like that. So my point is, I think that the frustration is – for instance, you're getting no hit. Do you know why you pinch hit Alika Williams for Isaiah Kiner-Falefa? I don't understand that. I don't understand why you do that. And then you take Reynolds out, your best hitter, and pinch hit McKinney for him.
If you didn't know better, Paul. You would think they were back in tank mode when they had guys like, you know, what was his name? Alford, the football player they had playing outfield a few years ago.
Anthony Alford.
Like they were in tank mode. Yeah. That's what you would think. Like Alika Williams is here in September when we've tanked for 5 years. We're supposed to have young players coming up. Every trade we make is for prospects. We have draft picks. We have our Latin American Academy. Where the hell are all the players? Where are they?
Yeah.
Why is Alika Williams playing? Why is he here? Why is Billy McKinney here? Why is Connor Joe starting? Why is Jared Triolo starting? Why is Michael A. Taylor starting? What are we doing? Trying to lose again? Is this another tank year? They're trying to get draft pick position again?
Well,
at some point,
it's on,
man,
the GM
the
too,
worm
isn't it?
Has to turn.
Yeah, and it's, you're right, Joe. It's on the GM, as Paul said earlier too. That's he is in charge of supplying talent for the manager for the team, and when you don't have any offensive bats whatsoever in all these years. There's something wrong. You can't develop them. You can't draft them. When you do draft them, they seem to take forever to get here. So at some point, you have to look at it and say, this is, whatever it is not working. Now, the problem is if they do decide to change everybody around, then they're probably going to enter into another so-called five-year plan. And how many people, how many years can people keep wanting that?
I would rather
go out, break a bank, and find somebody who's had a huge history in this. And there are people out there, if they're going to do this, and do it the right way. And then start spending. But it's none of this fits the nutting profile, Paul. It doesn't. So it doesn't seem like it's either they're going to maintain everybody and put more pressure on them or get rid of them and start another plan.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Pony tweeted out last night, what's the case for Ben Cherington and Derek Shelton to come back for another year? And here's what I would say, and I don't know if I fully buy this as the case, it is the case. And that is that the Pirates look at where they're at and they believe that, and I'm talking about Bob Nutting and Travis Williams, they look at where they're at and they believe that they are closer to contending than they are needing a full rebuild. And so they say, why don't we give this group one more year to see if they can push it over the top?
Yeah, let's see if they can do 2013. That is the case. Let's see.
That's
on,
the case.
On Cherington's
yes.
side, let's see if some of his babies grow up. Gonzalez, Davis, others. Let's see if they can grow up a little bit and perform.
And let's see if he can be savvy enough.
Rodriguez.
To make a move to go get somebody like a Russell Martin. And I'm not saying a catcher. I just mean somebody like a Russell Martin who came in and was a really good veteran presence and player for them. And A.J. Burnett, who clearly, sort of brought the team together in a lot of ways. And go see if he can add a couple of pieces like that in the offseason. And some of his young guys can grow up. And the next thing you know, okay, now we've got something. So I don't know if I fully buy the case, but that is the case.
I was peddling that case 3 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer, and now I don't have one. I just don't have one. This is a complete circus, Bob. It really is. 412-928-9370. And the other thing is, that was the most anticlimactic no-hitter in the history of baseball. I mean, in some ways, no-hitters have become that way anyway, because we see more of them, and a lot of them are combined no-hitters. That was just like, if this were the 80s, I would have been standing up. Are we going to get a no-hitter? This is unbelievable. Last night, it was just the end of the game. A guy jogging to first, and the game's over.
Well, that's because... I mean, obviously, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but how many no hitters are 12-0? You know what I mean?
One, like Block said, one of the most lopsided.
17 zip on hits. Yeah,
17 geez. Zip.
12-0 was the final score. I mean, for the most part, especially once they go to a pitching change, and quite frankly, if you weren't really watching, say you were just sort of watching it.
Yeah.
There were three errors in this game, and there was a couple of walks. So there were a few Pirate base runners. It was one of those things where if you were just kind of watching it casually, I bet you turned it off after it got to be 9-0, not even realizing it was a no-hitter because it didn't feel like anything more than just another disaster for the Pirates.
Bob, is the pregame tonight with the Noah Constrictor and Shelty must view? Should we play that live on the Fan?
Yeah, absolutely it should be. And again, it's Derek overreacted. I know he's frustrated. So what? You're frustrated because your team is not doing what you want them to do? Don't take it out on those guys. That's a legitimate question. I had the same thought. Here we go again with Rowdy Tellez. That's the best option. And you have, yeah, I understand about not pitching Chapman and all this stuff. But it's at some point, you know, you just got to answer the question. If that's the right call, then that's the right call. All you had to do is say, yeah, well, what else am I going to do? You know, I don't have any. I'm trying to conserve arms. Good question, but I have no answer for you other than I need to preserve arms. That's the answer in that situation.
At some point, saving face prevails, I think. Everybody's going to have a game where you throw out the position player. And when it happened, you know, whatever it was 10 days ago, it was funny the first time. The second time was pathetic. And the third time is something else altogether. I mean, it becomes almost the theme of your season. It's what everyone's going to refer to. The Pirates were so bad in September that their first baseman was pitching more than Paul Skeens. It's just, it's ridiculous. And I think it's also disrespectful to the game at some point to keep throwing out a guy who's throwing lob balls and wiffle balls. You get one, maybe you get two in a season. You don't get three in 10 days, Bob. You don't do that.
No, not at all. I mean, and that's an indictment of how they play and where they are. You know, there are times they throw out nine runs in a game, and you make it sound like, you know, people, oh wow, they got it together, and then you're right back to this. They've been shut out a lot. The most ridiculous thing to me is tracking as many strikeouts as this team commits. I mean, it's way too many, and that is on discipline at the plate. You know, Paul, every night when you look at it, there are 15 strikeouts. If you don't put the ball in play, you don't have a chance. And then if you put the ball in play and you don't run, you really don't have a chance.
Yeah, well, that's something you need to address, obviously. But I think one of the biggest things to me is in the ninth inning, why are you taking out some of your best players?
I don't necessarily have a problem with that.
Well, I mean,
only because the game had gotten away. I mean, a guy like Reynolds, if he needs to, that doesn't bother me so
much.
But
to me,
but Billy McKinney on the roster does bother me so much.
Yeah, that's my point. The larger point to me is I want my best hitters to get one more crack and trying to get a hit.
By the end of that game last night, the Pirates lineup was the people they were playing: Aleko Williams, Billy McKinney, Gonzalez, and Cruz. And then Connor Joe, De La Cruz, Triolo, Michael A. Taylor, and Henry Davis, who, since he returned from Indy, now 2 for 19 with no extra base hits and no walks. This is a disaster, Bob.
Well, that's, if you're going to ask me about the biggest disappointment of the season, and there are many, don't get me wrong, and Ke'Bryan Hayes is on that list. It's got to be Henry Davis based on what people expected from him, based on where he was drafted, based on everything. And he goes down to AAA, he hits, he comes back, and it's not here. And I don't know the reason for it, but there is a reason. There's got to be, Paul. But he's a number one overall pick. They needed a catcher. They needed someone who could hit. They thought they had both. And now, potentially, they may not. Now, I'm not giving up on the guy. I told you guys this before. I'm going to work with him to try to get him better. He has to be better. But that is a little bit of alarming, and it is the biggest disappointment in a season full of them, Paul.
What happens if 20 – what did we say there was left 23 games from now? What happens if 23 games from now we know less about Henry Davis than we do now? No, you know what I mean? Like, what happens with 3 with a strikeout? You know what I mean? Then what do you do in the offseason? Then what is your decision-making in the offseason? That, to me – is the biggest, you know, question that needs to be answered by the end of this year is Henry Davis.
I mean, the two images that come to mind now for the Shelty era are him and them celebrating the fact that they got the number one pick. Remember that video, Bob?
Yeah.
And now him handing the ball to Rowdy Tellez 3 times in 10 days. It's turned into a circus. It really has. They're giving up touchdowns every single game. 412-928-9370. That's it for this, unless we get the Noah Constrictor. We're efforting him because I do want to get his side of the story. He was in that room. He asked the question. We're going to move on to football. We'll take your calls for sure, but we're going to move on to football. We're doing that. We got a season here. I see where Jason Kelce had an interesting quote that Jalen Hurts, his former teammate, quote, needs to be more of a leader. Wow. Plus, we have all Steelers to talk about. I think, Paul, you're out tomorrow, so we got to do our our Steelers vault today. Bob, this is very exciting. You're going to be part of our vault. How this works is that we're going to do a bunch of predictions. Steelers record, all predictions with the NFL, division winners, playoff teams, coach fired, everything else. And then City Limits puts it all in a vault to be opened at some point in February. That's exciting, Bob, isn't it?
It is. It's one of those times in February where we look back and say, oh, no, please don't open the vault.
Freezing cold takes everywhere, but we're going to do that. And next, we're going to talk about the Steelers and their record, but we'll certainly take your calls on the debacle.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We're at Studio B in Monroeville. All hell's broken loose with the Pirates. They've upstaged the Steelers in the start of the NFL season somehow. A guy named Mike at Tension Shoppers. I look forward to Starkey's righteous indignation during this week's upcoming patty cake interview ass kiss session with Derek Shelton. We've asked Shelton every single tough question that has needed to be asked this season to the point of discomfort, to the point where I asked him 2 weeks ago whether he was working under an ultimatum from Bob Nutting, basically win or get fired. Do you have that clip? Noah Constrictor. City Limits?
Here it is. Shelty,
this question I ask respectfully. We've talked about this before, but things are going so poorly now that people wonder, and I wonder, if you feel like you're managing for your job the rest of this season.
No, in terms of managing for my job, no, I don't feel that, you know, any more so today than I did earlier in the year. I think anybody that's in this position always feels that. So, no, I'm focused on winning games and making sure that we continue to play good baseball.
Did you get any sort of ultimatum before the year from Bob Dunning that this had to be a winning season?
Yeah, you know I'm not going to answer that question. You know we don't talk about what we talk about in-house.
Okay. Well, Shelty, good luck tonight.
Anything more tension, shoppers? We also asked him about the effort on his team. We said that John Wehner questioned the effort, that he hangs his hat on the effort, and to defend himself on that one. We asked him why David Bednar was still his closer early in the season, why his lineups are what they are, how he manages his bullpen, why he used Beeks when he used them in that game. I forget who it was, the Diamondbacks. Every single tough question that has needed to be asked has been asked on that show. But you wouldn't know that. You'd go in there and really mix it up with him. Wouldn't you, tension shoppers?
Tension. There's a lot of tension going on here. Right now. Joe, you got to stay away from reading that stuff.
No, I mean, because that's tension shoppers. That's typical of these people.
Well, they want arguments. They want arguments. They perceive yelling, and yelling is not, and being louder doesn't make it a better conversation.
Right. They want us to have Derek Shelton on the air for his show and tell him he needs to be fired.
Right.
That's what they want. Well, now, if you got tension shoppers in a situation where he had to face Derek Shelton like Noah Hyles did last night, he'd melt into a little ice cream, a puddle of ice cream on a cone on a 90-degree day. And if you brought little tension shoppers into the studio and actually had Shelton on the other end of the line doing his show, you think he'd ask him if he was working under an ultimatum from Bob Nutting, basically win or get fired, and have Shelty not like that and basically just, didn't he hang up on you that day, kind of? He wasn't happy.
Well, can you clear something up for me?
Yes.
Is tension shoppers a Twitter name? Or did he start the tweet by saying...
His real name is Mike.
Oh, okay.
And he's tougher than the rest of us.
If
he could do the Shelton show, he'd really go after him.
I was confused because I thought, like, that's how he started his tweet. Tension shoppers, Joe won't ask the tough question.
Like you're saying, Eagle.
Okay, yeah, exactly. So you're telling me this is the guy's name?
Yeah. His name, I guess, is Mike.
Well,
yeah.
That tells me his.
And now he's.
He's got no game.
Going, gone. And now it's the Dikembe Mutombo finger wag, Bob. He's blocked.
Yes.
I don't know how people can be so stupid, really, to think that show that is the Derek Shelton show.
Right.
Should turn into, hey, why don't you get out of town type thing.
Right.
You know? It's funny to me, too, because there have been fan sessions at, like, Pirate Fest where people are up there and all the tough guys, when they have their chance to get real tough, it becomes a lot different when the guy's sitting in front of you or when he's on the other end of the phone. Anyway.
Yeah, well, I think one of the biggest things is when fans, anytime you hear somebody say, why won't you ask the tough questions? They're not asking about the questions. You don't understand that, right? They're asking about, like, why aren't you going after him and, really getting after him aggressively? And because that's not how you do interviews. You know what I mean? And there are times when you do interviews, they could get heated. And they could get tense a little bit, like last night when Noah Hyles and Shelton had their moment. But my point is, it's not ever going to be productive.
Right.
If you go after him like real aggressively, like you're some, moron in a bar, some drunk, loud moron in a bar screaming about.
And
You know what I mean?
And like, we're not going to ask him every week about his job security. I'm not going
to
do that.
There's no reason
pointless.
To.
We asked him. I'll ask him again at the end of the year. I'm not going to say every week, essentially, you should be fired. I'm not going to do it.
More important.
Now we have Allegheny Electric Company saying the same thing. What tough questions do you want asked that haven't been asked? You give me an example. Give me an example of one that hasn't been asked. Is it about why he's still playing older players? I asked him the other day, when you got younger players here, why are you still playing the older guys? Why? Anything else? Every bullpen question's been asked.
Questions
about his job security have been asked. Questions about his team effort have been asked.
okay? You have no idea what you're talking about or what it would be like, period.
Well, again.
End of story, again, and he's blocked too.
It's the same.
Kim Bayman, no.
You're not coming in here with that crap.
Joe's having a block party today. I think one of the things that's funny about it is it's the same thing with Mike Tomlin, you know, or, you know, when it was Bill Cowher. People would always say, why doesn't the media ask the tough questions? But they can never define what the tough questions are. And what's funny is, I think there are some weeks when people ask quote unquote tough questions when they don't even need to be asked.
Yeah.
Because you've got a half an hour press conference.
And they're almost never answered, by the way, either. It's just, there's an art to it. And, yeah, certain questions need to be asked,
and
but you have to be professional about it.
Right. You have to be professional about it or else, A, they're never going to answer any of your questions. B, they're not even going to want you around. And so
– how come you suck is not a question.
Right.
That's not a question you ask somebody on their own show.
Or, you know, how come your players suck? You know, that's not a question.
Now, let's go to the phones.
The question, it is a fair question to say, is David Bednar completely healthy? Because, or has he been completely healthy? Because it looks like he hasn't been. There's something going on. That's a fair question.
And the follow-up would be, if they say he's not, then why is he still there?
Why? Yes. That's what I would say. I mean, that's what I mean. It's important. You know what I'm saying? It's...
What was that, Paul?
I don't know. Just when you're scrolling through Twitter, I got to remember. See, I'm on my computer. I'm not on the computer that's in the office that they're all muted. So, you know what I mean? But when you're scrolling through Twitter and there's a video, you know, it starts to talk. Your computer talks to you. That's all that was. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones. There's one more here that really galls me. But let's go to the phones.
Another block.
All right. Who's first?
Let's start with Paul's favorite, Greg in Youngstown.
Hey,
hello, Greg.
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, I got a question to ask Sal. Yesterday's game, last out, Cruz stopped running the first base. Stop.
Yep.
Why isn't this guy not playing for the next three games? Make a point to these guys. You don't hustle. You don't play. End of story.
Spot on. And you have to embarrass them once in a while. Then if the message, if they say it's being talked about behind closed doors and yet you continue to see it, then you just take playing time away and let them burn in the dugout, if that's what it takes.
Yeah, and that question's been asked already. If you listen to the show every week, in flat terms, said John Wehner's questioned your effort. You talk about your team's effort. A lot of people don't think it's there. Your thoughts, Shelty. On that.
Yeah.
How else would you ask that? Why don't you ever get in a player's face? Things like that.
The player's face. Just don't play him for three games.
That too. He hasn't benched people. That's been asked. Already been asked. Thank you. Next.
Yeah, that's the point. Here's the other thing. Can I just say one more thing real quick?
Yeah.
Everyone that keeps saying...
Can I have one of those cookies? Do you have enough for me?
Yeah.
Oh, they're crackers?
They're just crackers, yeah.
Can I have one of those?
Yeah, you can have as many as you want.
Thanks.
No, all I was going to say was I keep hearing people say, well, you're going to bench this guy or bench that guy or bench this guy. Okay, well, who are you putting in?
That's Alika Williams.
That's fundamentally the problem you have.
Alika Williams.
Okay,
who else?
Let's bench O'Neal Cruz to put in who? Anyway.
Next.
Let's go to Bob on 79.
Hello, Bob. 79 apparently is not the place you want to be today. Am I right about that?
Unless you're on the golf course.
I'm a little bit past all the traffic, guys. But here's a couple things I got to say. Number one, the condition of the Pittsburgh Pirates and the fact that they are a circus. It's been a circus ever since Bob Nutting has owned this team. Okay? That's number one. Number two is... what I'm really sick of, and I know this is going to be another, was more on the cusp of probably another five-year plan in perpetuity. And the other thing is, the reason why you don't ask questions in an ignorant manner in front of, you know, other people and the people who you're interviewing is because, quite frankly, man has evolved. And you should be playing the theme song for a Space Odyssey 2001 anytime anybody asks you that question.
Yeah, you're right about that. Thank you. You're exactly right. Once they get in front of you or in front of them, it becomes a whole different story. See, social media is a place where everybody has beer muscles. But when you're the guy sitting in front of Derek Shelton after a game like Noah was, asking him a very fair question, did you throw your first baseman into pitch for the third time in 10 games? And I'll add this part, which is an all-time embarrassment because you have a day off tomorrow, but you don't have a day off tomorrow, preserving, like, why did you use him again? I think that's a very, very, very fair question that the manager should have to answer after a game. It's kind of unusual. Most teams would do it maybe once in a season, maybe twice, not three times in 10 days. Next.
Here's Matt in Lancaster.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I just, after last night's, you know, not scoring a run again, I went down a little rabbit hole on Baseball Reference, and I thought you would all enjoy this. If you guys are ready, since I'm not putting this all on Andy Haynes or anyone, but I just took a sample size of what, since he's been hired. The Pirates have been involved in, since 2022, 98 games in which they have scored zero or one run. And if you add just two-run games, you're up to 167. You're up to about 36% of the time that they're out there. They're scoring between zero and two runs.
Wow.
So you're just not going to win, period.
Well, I got one for you, too.
Over a third of the time you're playing.
No, they're, you know, this month or in the last month, the offense hasn't been the problem. But generally speaking, for the most part, it has. Last night kind of was, as I got out hit 17 to nothing.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. I forgot what else I was going to say to him. Oh.
Statistics.
Yeah, the other number that's out there is, I forgot, Bob. I've got
is
Paul
it a hitting?
Next to me. I've got, no, it's pitching. I've got you back in the studio. We've got Hokey coming in. I've got people attacking me. I'm flummoxed here.
It probably has something to do with pitching. And one run games are keeping the opposition under two or three runs, and yet you don't win those games. And pitching has been good in some of those.
Bob, these crackers are really good.
Well,
do you like grilled cheese, Joe?
Yeah, my wife makes a mean grilled cheese.
It's the best.
It's the kind where you put butter in the frying pan.
Yes.
And you have both pieces of bread with the cheese in between, and then it comes out really nice.
And then add bacon to it, and you really got some.
Maybe a little tomato too, Paul.
Yeah. I think that we've got, what, Chris Hoke coming up?
Yes.
So we're going to get the football finally. But do we have any more phone calls is the question.
I think we better go. Do we have one more? You want to go to one more limits or no?
We could do one more. Here's Joe in Brookline before we round it out.
Gentlemen, how are you? Real quick. Why do we have to settle for mediocrity? It seems like every year it's mediocrity. It starts with the owner. It's just... okay, we're good. Just be mediocre. We're okay with that. We'll just do that every year, and it'll be okay.
I got an answer for you. Ken Rosenthal wrote about this. We appreciate the call in The Athletic the other day, that there's a handful of franchises, including the Pirates in Major League Baseball, that financially are quite satisfied with the way things are going and therefore aren't motivated to change anything. Okay, so... chew on that for a little bit. And here's the stat I had. Since he signed his extension early last season, his unbelievably mistimed extension from Ben Cherington, Derek Shelton's 30 games under 500. Like, I'm one who discounts the first 3 years. You could have had the greatest managers in baseball history. The Pirates were tanking. They were putting out lineups that were designed to lose so they could get better draft picks. They started to try to win at the beginning of last year. They started 15-7. At that point, at 15-7, Shelty, his first hint of winning, he got the extension. Since then, he's 30 games under 500. I think that's kind of the end of the story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do we know how long the extension is?
No.
They've never said it.
Yeah. I'll be sure to ask him about it next week to satisfy.
Well, I think that's a legitimate question. I would say, listen, people out there want to know. We know just about every head coach, how many years, how much money. Why don't we know yours?
All right. You're right, Bob. These are unbelievable. What flavor are these, Paul?
does it say? Garlic and rosemary and olive oil. Yes. I've never had this.
This is very good, isn't it?
We should have a little cheese to go with it.
We got really... a little cheese. It'd be perfect.
Bob, do you guys have food back there today?
No, but Chris Oak is demanding it. He just walked into the studio, and he's wondering where the food is.
Dr. Hokenstein, he usually brings it in from
I'm wondering where
Salem.
The food is, and I'm wondering where Starkey and Zeiss are at.
Yeah.
We're out in Monroeville.
Studio B. Oh,
and they
Garrett
forgot
Bowser's
about me.
Place.
I'm sitting here waiting and waiting. And
We're always an afterthought. Bob.
That's right.
You know, you and I.
What a nice voice to hear. And you're going to hear it for the next hour. Chris Hoke talking Steelers-Falcons, talking NFL predictions. That's coming up in the next hour. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at 937thefan.com contesting page. Man, do I have a lot of questions for Hokie, don't we?
Yeah, we do. Someone just waited on a tough question that we should have asked.
Yeah, what's this one?
A couple of days ago, you were winning 10-3. Did the other manager use his position player to pitch?
I actually like that question. I mean, what if the Noah Constrictor came back last night with, it was 10-3 the other day, and they didn't use their first baseman?
Yeah,
What a comeback that would have been by the Constrictor.
Yeah, they didn't use their first baseman, and you ended up losing 14-10.
That would have been incredible.
That was a tough question that was just asked me. It wasn't Tension. What was the guy's name?
Tension Shopper.
Tension Shopper.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.